This has been quite a rainy day so far, and it just stopped raining here at Strechna Castle, which is our first stop on our today's trip to Žilina and some of the nearby villages. Hello, welcome to Spectacular Slovakia. I'm Peter Dlhopolec, and you're listening to the final episode of the Žilina Region Summer Series. In this episode, we'll set out on a trip to the Malá Fatra tourism region, which bears the name of one of the most beautiful mountain ranges in Slovakia. We'll visit the Strechno village, where we'll meet Ivan, the young rafter. We'll also talk to David Cartwright from Manchester about his life in the Žilina city. And we'll end our journey in the birthplace of Slovak national hero Janošík in the Čerchová village. Before we go back to Strechno, I gotta say this summer series has been supported from the very start to the very end by the Ministry of Transport and Construction of the Slovak Republic and the Regional Tourism Žilina Tourism Region. It's very easy to get here. You can take a bus or train from Žilina and you'll arrive in the Strechno village in about 15 minutes. Or you can cycle to the village from Žilina alongside the Žilina water dam, which must be a nice experience, I reckon, when it's sunny. Anyway, Strechno Castle is really a stone's throw from the village and underneath the castle. You must choose which of the two roads, by the way, named after the owners of the castle, František Veselený and his wife, Zsófia Bosniaková, you're gonna walk. Speaking of Zsófia Bosniaková, she was quite a star of her time, I must say. She is rumored to have been humble, kind and helpful. She and her husband even founded a shelter for the poor, the ill and orphans. Legend has it, she also gave small loaves of bread to poor people, and this small bread is still called Bosniak. Apparently people loved her. Essentially, when I heard it from our guide, I was like, she must have been Princess Diana of the 17th century. She even died young. She was just 34. But yeah, walk the Zsófia path. It is a short stone staircase leading through the trees up to the medieval village Pasika. There weren't many tourists when I was there, but there were some people working on a medieval reenactment event, and I saw a group of wooden houses there. There was a baker's house, fisherman's house, even a belfry, and you can try to ring a bell when you come there. A playground for kids, stage, a buffet were there as well. And obviously the massive castle ruin proudly standing on a rock about the longest river Váh. And the Strechno village was just about me. Now, I already visited the castle, so I must say I enjoyed the tour with our guide. And the tour took about an hour, and there was no possibility to do the tour without a guide for some reason, which I'd honestly prefer. There's not much to see in terms of exhibitions. Obviously, you can see some postcards there, some artifacts, paintings. But I think when you come there, you will mostly appreciate the castle itself and the views, because those are really splendid. What I enjoyed the most, apart from views, were the two recipes from the Middle Ages, which I may cook at home. Plus, there was a musician playing Mozart when we entered the chapel. So that's Strechno Castle, and let's now get a taste of what it feels like to raft a river. I'm joined right now by Ivan, who is one of the rafters here in Strechno. So, hello.
Hello.
You've been doing this for 6 years, you told me. Now you're 21. Was it just like because you wanted to do a summer job?
Because I want some job, but I really like this job, so is now it's not just a job.
Okay, let's start with the raft itself. It starts in the village, so you drive people
out of the village to the point where we began our journey. And this place is named Barierova.
Obviously, that raft, that trip takes about 7 kilometers.
About 7 kilometers.
So that's essentially 1 hour, more or less. I mean, it's quite a peaceful adventure. Not much danger, I would say, although it might seem.
Now it's not dangerous because the most dangerous rocks, Margita and Besna, was destroyed.
And that was like years ago. We were not
years
even
ago,
born.
Yeah.
So Margita and Besna, that's one of the attractions or the points you talk about.
Yeah.
If you didn't say it, I would not really pay attention to the rocks. But the story about the rocks is quite interesting. So,
The story about the rocks, why these rocks are named Margita and Besna. Mm-hmm. So it's a story about two women who lived in Strechno, about Margita and her stepmom. This stepmom was a young widow. Margita and her stepmom liked the same boy, mm-hmm. but this boy only liked Margita. Her stepmom decide to kill Margita. Mm-hmm. They come to the rock Margita, and from this rock...
So she threw her into the water.
Yeah. When she threw Margita from the rock, she came to village, and she's like nothing special.
She didn't know anything about...
Didn't know anything. The other villagers...
They suspected her.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And there was also some judge about her. Mm-hmm. And from the rock, which is called Besna, she jumped into water.
So she decided to jump.
Yeah.
She and kill herself.
Decided to jump into water.
So the rocks, that's one of the attractions. What other sports you talk about?
So we can also, during our journey, see some bridge, very old.
Okay.
Because one of these bridge was first time built from wood. Mm-hmm. The second one was built before the Second World War. For people, it's very interesting meander the machine, because meander the machine is one of the biggest meander in East Europe. Also, you can see two castles, the old castle and the castle Strechno.
Obviously, when you take people from the village Strechno, yeah. You see Strechno,
yeah.
The castle, but the first castle you see when you are on the raft, it's not Strechno.
It's an old castle. But the old castle is not his first name. Hmm. His first name was Castle Varin.
So I did rafting in Pieniny in eastern Slovakia. Your rafts are different, made of wood but different.
Yeah, our rafts are constructed only for the place where we began and where we end.
So made especially for the Vaga River. And the people, when we got off the boat, they said that you are really funny. There's a structure of your... I would say there's a structure of what you are going to talk about. So the rocks, the castles and stuff. But like in between, you have these jokes, which I was like thinking, is it like you come up with them right on the boat, or you prepare them carefully back at home and then you present them to people?
Sometimes I come with this joke on boat. Mm. Some jokes are old. The rafters before me start telling this joke.
I think this is a very fun adventure. So are there some funny stories?
Yeah, there is a lot of story. Not related only for me, to me, but to other rafters also.
Yeah, which one? Which one like stands out?
I'm fall from a raft near the rocks Besna.
You?
Yeah, me.
Okay. Well.
But it's my.
But you survived, and people survived as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, people survived.
But it wasn't funny at the time.
At the time, it's not funny, but when I look at this story now, it's funny for me.
So that was entertaining rafter Ivan from Strechno. He's one of about 30 rafters in the village who work for the local firm Prva Plotnicka a Raftingova Spoločnost, which has been providing people with this traditional rafting adventure on the Vah River for about 20 years, always from April until October. And do not worry, all the rafters are trained. Let's now move on to the center of the whole Žilina region, to the city of Žilina, where we can find a great university, Kia Copeland, one of the best football clubs in the country, MŠK Žilina, and most importantly, a vibrant cultural and social life and hills all around. David Cartwright loves the city, which has a population of about 82,000 people, and here's what we talked about. You've been here in Žilina for some time. You started volunteering at the Stanica. It's a cultural center.
Yes, Stanica Starječe.
So can we just say very briefly, how did you end up in Žilina, but also volunteering at Stanica and then working here at the New Synagogue?
I found out about Stanica through the EVS program, which is the European Voluntary Service. It's now called the European Solidarity Corps, and I saw this as being a chance for me to completely experience something new in a place that I'd been to Bratislava before for a few days and really wanted to explore more of the country. And so this opportunity to be here, and my initial job was to take photos of the events, and it seemed like an opportunity that was too good to miss. So I was very lucky that I got accepted and I came here as a volunteer.
So we mentioned Bratislava. When you come from Bratislava and Žilina, you were there just for a few days.
Yes.
But still, you got some sort of like a feel about the town and the capital. So is there any difference?
Well, I think obviously when you travel somewhere, you like to do a bit of research before you go. And Bratislava seemed like a great place, but everything that I looked at seemed to be... There was more outside of Bratislava, whether it be the hills, Malefatra, the Tatris, everything like that, and the cultural scene as well, and these UNESCO heritage sites. And there was a lot of stuff which I didn't have time to see while I was there, and I would definitely like to have seen more of it. So that's why when I got the opportunity to come to Slovakia, I'd be stupid not to come.
But what about your life before coming to Slovakia?
Where I'm from is a very, very small, not even a village, two roads. And then I went to university in London and then became a chef. So I've done lots of different jobs. And when I was in London, I kind of convinced myself that this rat race of 12 hours a day, sort of paying through the nose for rent, was what life was, you know, because London is the place to be. It's where all the money is, blah, 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 you know. But it was... It wasn't until I left because of expensive rent and just wasn't enjoying my work that I realised that there's way much more to life than just doing that, you know? So, I was just so lucky that I found Stanica. And to be honest, I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but it was one of the best decisions I ever made in my life.
Is there anything that, when you came here, that surprised you? In a good way or in a bad way?
The first thing that surprised me was there's no locks on the toilet doors, which I always, it was one of my first experiences was sitting on the toilet and just having this big burly Slovak guy just walk in. And that was, as initial experiences go, I mean, it wasn't the best, but you know, it only got better from there. So you don't really hear too much about Slovakia in the UK, you know, it's not really a place that many people go to, but so I was more excited to sort of like make my own opinions and come here and sort of see for myself what is going on.
Was it a good choice?
For me, I think yes. Žilina for me really has everything that I could want. It's a place where if you want to, you can meet friends walking down the road. You can become a face and sort of build a community just by walking around and speaking to people. But also as well, it's a place where if you want to be on your own, then you can be that sort of unknown face in a crowd, you know, which is you can have in Bratislava, I imagine, in a big city. But for me, this is just, I like it. You know, it's everything's close by. You get to know the area. I love it.
Obviously, this is a travel podcast. So right now we are in the New Synagogue, an exhibition place. Stanica is sort of like the same space, and I imagine these are one of your favorite places.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But apart from New Synagogue and Stanica?
Another reason that I like this place so much is that it's so integrated into nature, in my opinion. You know, it's like, even though sort of it is still a big city, you can, if you go up to sort of, there's a place called Haik, and there's a load of panelaks that are bordering onto forests and onto greenery. You know, you've got Leso Park, which is a big park, again, almost in the center of Žilina, where you can lose yourself again and feel like you're in the middle of the forests. You've got the lookout tower behind, near to Budetinsky Hrad, and that's a beautiful walk, and you can walk all the way up to a place called Stranik, where all the paragliders take off from. It's about a 2-hour walk, and again, it's really easily doable, and it's fantastic. And then you just sit at the top and you can look over Žilina, and for me it's a real special place. It was one of the first walks I did, and to sit there and sort of stare out at a completely different place and to think like, okay, I've chosen to make this place my home, and watching the sunrise and over Malifatri, and yeah, it's a fantastic place for me, really.
Speaking of Malifatra, do you have some favorite hiking trips you enjoy doing regularly, or
I mean,
you just go and let's see where I go?
Unfortunately, the way that I work is just see where I go. I kind of sometimes I just get on the next train and just pick a number of a stop, get off at that stop, and go for a walk until the next train. I couldn't tell you exact like where I go and what I do, but sort of places near, it's not by the train, but you can go to Rudina, and it's near to Kusutse Novo Mesto, and that's some beautiful walking around there. And they also have a mountain biking competition each year, so that's a really cool place to go. And it's a really, really beautiful village, and it's kind of got hilly parts and flat parts, a really sort of idyllic, for me anyway, idyllic Slovak village, which is within half an hour. You know, it's fantastic. I really, people that live here say, why do you like that place? But for me, it's just, yeah, really, really nice place and really cool.
Žilina, it's basically the major city of the Žilina region.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to go from the city to other regions.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you, so obviously these are your favorite places, walking around.
Mm-hmm.
But if a tourist comes here, I think they're just not going to like walk around everywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
Or like to unknown places.
Mm-hmm.
But like, so if you were to choose the places in Žilina or around mm-hmm. Žilina, which places would you recommend?
So the lookout tower near Budatinsky Hrad, it's a very easy place to get to, and it gets the best of both worlds. It's you won't get lost, guaranteed. And there's also another walk that you can do up towards Vodno Djelo, which is it's a big reservoir, and you can walk all the way.
Žilina, right?
Yes, it's in Žilina, hey? And you can walk to Strechno. That's a really, really nice walk. And then if you're feeling tired, you get the train back. And for me, there's Letová Castle, which is probably about 25 minutes, half an hour on the bus, and then a 45-minute walk up to the castle. And that, for me, is a nicer castle. I prefer to go to that one. But for Strechno, I think I talk about that place because of the possibilities of the walks that you can do around that area.
So when I came here, I saw one square, Hlinkovo.
Hlinkovo Square, hey.
That's one. And then the other one, Marianske.
Marianske.
Marianske Square. Mm-hmm. I must say that the other one, that's like nicer.
The smaller one.
Yes. The smaller one. To me, it feels like being in sort of like in Bratislava. For me, it's surprising to see like a lot of old buildings, mm-hmm. well-preserved, people around drinking coffee in beautiful like cafes and restaurants. Even by the hotel where I'm staying, there's this, I think, Anton Bernalák Park. Mm-hmm. It's sort of different experience and different architecture. It feels like you are back in time, like in socialism and communism. So I was there, I think, at 10 in the evening. Still a few cafes and bars opened, and people enjoying their drinks. It still feels like a big city, even though it's a small town.
Yeah.
Right?
I completely agree with you. I think that for me is, again, yeah, wherever you go, you can hear laughter, you can hear people having fun and just having a nice time. And for me, that's fantastic. You know, it's a really nice square to just sort of sit, and I like watching people, and it's fun. It's a great place.
Do you have some favorite bars, restaurants?
I like, there's one bar in particular that I like to go to on a Sunday near to Vodno Djelo. It's called Extreme Park, Žilina, because they have some really cool DJs called the Fritzko Brothers. They play and they have great food, like really good pizzas, stone oven pizzas, and really good like traditional food as well as sort of like the newer stuff. And that's a great place to just sit, enjoy some music, and watch the sunset. And that's my favorite place to go on a Sunday.
Tell me the most favorite place of yours here in Žilina or near mm-hmm. the Žilina.
Very weather dependent. If it's sunny, I love Koteševa. It's a lake. It used to be an old mining pit, but now it's a lake. And it's a really great place to go with friends and just grill some klobasa and just enjoy the water and have a nice time. And it's really close as well, and the buses run really regularly. And if it's sunny, there's a place called Slonechka Skali. Sorry for the pronunciation, but it's basically a camping site, really cheap, but really sunny and really nice. And again, maybe 25 minutes, half an hour on the bus to get there. Take a tent. I think it's sort of 3-4 euros for the night. You can sit down and have a nice time by the river. And
so you use a lot of Slovak words.
Yeah.
How's your Slovak going?
Unfortunately, it's not going very well. I realize I speak English Slovak rather than Slovak. I can be understood, especially when it comes to work, but I realized that it's not as good as it should be, unfortunately.
Well, as long as people understand you and...
Well, they pretend like they do, so...
I don't think they pretend that. It's really nice to see that actually a foreigner learns the language to feed like into...
Of course. I mean, how else are you meant to... If I plan on staying here, you know, I can't rely on other people speaking English. And I mean, I am so lucky that people are so willing to speak English, or they're excited, you know? But I want to be a local. You know, I want to be here. I want to make friends. I want to meet new people. And the only way I'm going to do that is by speaking Slovak. So it's got to happen.
So are there places you want to still see?
Yeah, I mean, always. There's always places that I want to go and I want to see. I'd love to explore more of the Mali Fatra. You know, one of my main reasons for coming here was the hiking and the walking. But unfortunately, I just haven't had time with work and also being quite lazy. You know, the pub's closer than the mountains, unfortunately. So sometimes that wins out. But yeah, definitely. That's where I'd like to go. I've now got myself a tent and a nice walking bag. So I mean, winter's coming, so maybe that's a bit of another excuse. But yeah, getting out into the mountains, because it's so close, you know, I've really got no excuse.
David's talking to me there. I must say, I've never realised how beautiful Žilina is. That's probably because I mostly change trains or buses there, but it's a great place to go to. By the way, if you ever happen to be in the railway station building, please look above at those stained glass paintings depicting various parts of the Žilina region. I loved those. Our next stop is the village of Čerchva, where I did a hike and met Robert Hlavač, who works in the tourism sector. For example, he is behind the Explore mobile app that helps tourists discover Slovakia. I began the interview by asking him if returning to the Žilina region and Čerchva from London was a good path to embark on.
Well, the life in London was, I would say, very easy. But the place we are living now in Čerchva is very nice, very clean air. I always say people are coming for holidays to the place where I live, so it's much nicer.
Even though it's smaller than London, I still think, like, given the size of Slovak towns and villages, this is either a big village or a small town, because you have like a beautiful sort of like a square. The center of the village is really beautiful. Well, the first thing I saw that was Lidl, which is unusual for Slovak village. You've got a museum there. You have a lot of signs, which really feels like a small town, so you can easily get to know the place, you know where to go. You've got your train, not a real one, but like for tourists.
Tourist train, yeah.
You've got your own police.
It's a big village. It's one of the biggest villages in Slovakia.
And this village, it's really touristy. At least that's what I felt. But even though it's touristy, it's just like the center of the village. The village is really huge. It stretches into the hills and into the valleys. And there, it's really sort of untouched. You see wooden houses scattered around the hills.
Yeah, so small settlements.
Obviously, Slovaks know this village because of Janošík. For some, national hero, definitely. Highwayman, who was born in the village.
In one of the settlements.
What places in the village or around are connected to Janošík?
Many things in Čerchova are connected with Janošík.
Yeah.
Like the gorge, Janošíkové diery. Also the festival in the summer, the folklore festival, Janošíkové dni. But the place where he was born, where is like a symbolic house placed. And not far away from there, there is a small statue reminding where the exact house was placed. Besides that, there are not many things connected directly to Janošík. It's like the touristic thing. You have the statue of Janosik in the center of the village and true. These other things. The Museum of Janosik.
That's museum. It's housed in your town hall and it's basically on the first floor. And you can learn a lot about the history of the village, about Janosik definitely. And one of the boards in the museum, it says a lot about folk music. So the festival, Janosikove Dni.
Yes.
Is it a big festival?
Well, it's more than 70,000 people during one weekend attending this festival. It's big thing for the people of Čechova, this festival. It's one of the few things you have listed in the list of UNESCO.
That's right.
The music of Čechova, Čechovská muzika. So
basically the festival, that's the place and that's the time when people can actually hear this special
That's the time, that's the place where you can hear and see the folklore of Čechova.
Well, Janosik, obviously, since he is a national hero, he's featured in a lot of films and literature.
Yes.
And what I found interesting here in the village is that maybe people will not notice it if they come in cars, but if you come by bus, then you see bus stops, and there you see bits of songs written on the bus stops, which is sort of interesting. Speaking of folk music, which has a really strong tradition in the village.
One of the biggest things during the festival is the Friday evening, which is like Čechova evening, and you have more than almost 100 people from Čechova standing on the stage, playing different instruments and singing together. That's a very strong experience.
Yeah, so that's folk music. Definitely something to experience here. But what I want to talk about in the first place, that's hiking and doing winter sports, maybe cycling.
The beautiful nature surrounding Čechova.
Yeah, because Čechova, it can be found at the edge of Malá Fatra, the mountain range. So hills, that's like everywhere here. You see it. You mentioned over the Janosikove Diery, the gorge. One of the most popular places
definitely
to go
one
here.
One of the most popular places.
Tell us more about Janosikove Diery.
It's the valley, the gorge with beautiful waterfalls. You're going through the climbing ladders. It's very, very beautiful, very amazing. And
it has three parts, right?
Yeah, three parts. It's Dolné Diery, yeah. Horné Diery, and Nové Diery.
Now, I'm not really good with names, but I took the Blue Hiking Trail. So that's
basically Blue Hiking Trail is coming from Bielý Potok,
which is part of Čechova.
Yeah. It's directly from Čechova, and the blue part is Dolné Diery and Horné Diery, going all the way up to the Malý or Veľký Rosutec, the peaks.
Sort of easy at the start, I would say, until you come to the buffet. So I saw that a lot of people. So definitely a popular place. And so from there, when you follow the blue hiking trail, it's getting definitely more exciting, but definitely, I would say, more dangerous. There's a lot of ladders, as you said. And yeah, so how many times have you done this hiking trail?
Well, I'm also a member of civic organization Občanské združenie Diery. So we are doing the reconstruction of the trails in the Janosikove Diery. So I've been there hundreds of times.
Great. Well, I mean, you've done a great job.
In Janosikove Diery, there is a small circuit to the small buffet, Salaš, Podžiar. Which is for older people. You can take the whole family, kids there.
Yes.
And the other part you mentioned, the more difficult, that's the bigger circuit, and this one is for more experienced
but
hikers.
I gotta tell you, I saw a lot of families there. So Janosikove Diery, that's like one of the places, one of the hiking adventures you can take on here. What other hiking trails we can find around Čechova?
Well, very beautiful is the ridge of the mountain range, Malá Fatra, where you can visit all the highest peaks, Veľký Krivaň, Chleb, Stoch, Velký Rostutec. You can take Zbojnický chodník, which is placed in Tiesňavy, with all the different natural statues, like the praying monk.
Which really looks like a praying monk, I must say.
Yeah, it does. And also, there are many tourist trails in Malafatra, in the actual national park. Mm. But you can also take other trails which are outside of the national park, like the place where Janosik was born. You can find a lot of mountain cycling trails outside of national park, very beautiful ones.
Now, I said at the beginning that those settlements stretch into valleys and hills. I think one of the best known valleys, that's Vrátna.
It's a beautiful place for summer holidays with a lot of hiking trails. It's also a very good place for winter holidays. You have a famous ski resort, Vrátna. Mm-hmm. Pasaki there, you can take the cable cabin car to the Snilovské sedlo, where you can also ski there and hike there during winter, also during summer.
So basically, when you come to Vrátna, you can take that cable car.
Yes.
And you can reach that place, sedlo. What was the name?
Snilovské sedlo.
You
will get all the way up to 1500 meters.
Yeah, and from there you can climb to
Velký Krivan.
Velký Krivan.
The highest mountain of the Malafatra mountain range. Yeah. Or you can go the other side where you can visit Chleb and you can walk the ridge. You can see the western part of Tatras. You can see Low Tatras. Very beautiful views from there.
So there's a lot to do and it's really reachable. I mean, you don't have to even walk there. You can rent. So you have here a great system of e-scooters, which people can rent like anywhere in the village. And so we can start in the center, let's say, in the village, and you can use these e-scooters and get to Vrátna, and then you can return e-scooter and you can go for a hike, or you can take that cable car. And the same thing applies to Štefanová, which is one of the settlements. So Čerchová, it's a nice place, but like you have the center, and then you've got these settlements around, which are called
more than 80 of settlements,
and they are called osady, just like in the Kysice region. So Štefanová, that's one of the settlements here in the hills.
One of the biggest settlements located directly in Vrátna.
Beautiful one. And so, why is it important to know about this place? Like, what hike can you start from here?
It's very good starting route for the Gorge Djeri also.
Okay.
It's very, very good starting point for Velký Rostutec Peak. Mm-hmm. And it's also a lot of people start their hiking trails there to get to cottage Chata na Gruni. And also, if you don't want to use the cable car, it's the best way to get up to the ridge of the mountain of the Malafatra.
Mm. Well, I must say that there's like a main road running across the village, and it sort of divides the village into two parts.
Yeah.
So when we speak of Janošikové Díry or Vrátna and Štefanová, they can be found like on one side of this road, and then on the other side there are other settlements, and you told me that there's a lot of cycling paths.
Yes.
Which people can
It's outside of the national park, and this part on the other side of the road, outside of the national park, it's much more peaceful, much less touristy. It's more traditional than the center of village or Vrátna, where you can find all the hotels, restaurants. The other part outside of the national park is different.
I spent here like a few hours, which is definitely not enough, because as I saw, and you also showed me some places, you can spend here even like 1 week. But if you are here just like for a day, you can do one of the hikes we've talked about. But if you want to do like more things, I don't know, you want to have an e-scooter ride or something, also want to have like a nice hike or like enjoy some nice views, you can take, so you have a lookout tower here.
Čerchovské srdce.
Čerchovské srdce, which we can translate
heart
into
of the Čerchova.
Heart of Čerchova, which can be seen even from the center of the village, and it's right above Lidl.
Yeah.
Do you have your favorite place?
Well, obviously, for me, it's the gorge, Janušikovo Jezero. It's so beautiful, and it is beautiful in every season of the year.
What about tourists?
Well, it used to be mostly the hiking people were coming here. For the last few years, many tourists are coming for cycling. The position of Čerchova is very interesting because it's very close to Kysuce. It's very close to Orava. You can stay here for a week or two, and you can still have things to do.
It feels sort of like a paradise, doesn't it?
Many people compare Čerchova, the gorge, Janušikovo Jezero to Slovak paradise.
That's what I actually, when I did this hike, I was like, this is the same thing they do have, like in the national park, Slovenský raj, Slovak paradise.
Yeah. Wherever you are in Čerchova, you always see this beautiful peak of Veľký Rosočet. It has some magic that makes you feel very, very comfortable, very, very nice.
A few hours spent in Čerchova and I already want to go back. By the way, did you know that Adam František Kolár, an advisor to the Habsburg monarch, Mária Theresa, was born in Čerchova? He's dubbed a Slovak Socrates, and you can find in the village a local brewery called Varushkia as well. So, we started this episode with traditional rafting, and I'd like to end this episode with another adventure that you can try in the region, specifically at the Žilina airport. Here you can get a ride on the L-29 Dolphin plane, and I'm afraid that's the very last tip I wanted to share with you. A big thank you to every single person featured on the show during the summer, especially to those whose first language is not Slovak. I really appreciate your help. I also want to send out thank yous to people who were my tourist guides around the region and took me to places that I would never probably visit in my life. And last but not least, thanks so much for listening, dear people. I want to hope that you got to know the Žilina region and its different parts at least a little bit, whether it's Turiec, Rajec, Liptov, Kysuce, Orava or Malá Fatra. There's much more to discover in the region, and the Spectacular Slovakia podcast may be back in the region very soon. Who knows? But for now, take care.